Hi, so this is Jeff King with On a Cloud. So this is going to be a little more advanced, and it's a little more fun and interesting for me. I was recently working with a company, kind of helping them work with their queuing technologies and just figure out where they are and what they're doing with queues. So first off, the thing that they were doing was, to me, something that I try not to do, but it's a little bit non-standard. But you know, they had the need to do this. For a myriad of reasons. I'm just going to talk about the shape of the data, not necessarily why they're doing it. But basically what they had was a queue that could take a message at any time, which is normal. But on the output, they want to dequeue as fast as possible, like everybody else does. But the big caveat here is that the processing might take 45 minutes. So we were really trying to look at how to shape the environment so they could kind of maximize the throughput, but on the upward bound they'll have a server processing for 45 minutes. So we started down the route of just looking within our service of what we could do. We came up with the idea that we're gonna try to dequeue at about a rate of a message per second. But what really came out of it was the need for isolation. Okay, so we don't want a server that's working on a message for 45 minutes to have like all these compound messages next to it. So the idea being that the per server, I mean, there's going to be a throughput boundary with these messages, so we can't have, you know, 10,000 45 minute long duration tasks being run on a single box at a certain time, right? So that really led us to the next piece. So the next piece was doing like server sizing. So we were looking at like a really extra small server versus like an extra large. Of course there's a cost associated with these. And so the idea here is that on the cost side is there's a relationship, right? Is you might be able to get 100 of these little tiny things to 10 of these, you know, larger things to one of these larger things. So we started looking at this. Now our first instinct was really to push to the bigger units because these have more memory and more CPU. So we thought that, you know, the CPU is gonna help us bring that 45 minute level down. And this might be true, but the relationship is actually important from the perspective of isolation. We really wanna go smaller. So if you wanna isolate a process and make sure that it doesn't affect another process, there's nothing like a virtual machine to do that, right? Because this virtual machine, once it has the message, is not going to mess up that virtual machine that has another message that it's working on. In this context, this could have, you know, all these messages being processed. And sure, it might be able to handle more messages concurrently next to that, but, you know, you might run into issues where it runs out of memory and kind of destroys all the messages that are being worked on. So we really started analyzing this, and we really went kind of for the middle, where we had a good number of concurrent processes running, and the cost is right. And I mean, this really worked for us, but we did a lot of, you know, modeling against all of these and testing against all of these. And so think about that, especially if you have long running processes coming off of a queue. You know, if it's 100% CPU bound, you know, maybe the right choice is to go with the largest box and then just like run it as fast as you can. But if you can live in a world where you run with, you know, a huge number of smaller boxes, that might give you better isolation. So just think about that when you're building past the actual processing side. What is going to happen on the server side to really make this work in your scenario? Anyways, I thought this was really interesting. Please hit me on Twitter if you have any more suggestions or thoughts around this. This is something that we're continuing to work on and refine. Anyways, have a great day. Thank you very much.